today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. Today, Wednesday, is the 13th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22 of the month of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's look at Allah's book, the Holy Quran. We'll listen to chapter 5, verse 55.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون.
Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It has been cited in the occasion of revelation of the verse 55, that the beggar entered the mosque of the Messenger of Allah and asked people for a charity. Nobody gave him anything. Ali ibn Abi Talib pointed his finger to him while he was bowing in the prayer, and he remitted his ring to that beggar. In honoring of this remittal, the verse was revealed. Eid al-Qadir, the greatest Eid of Allah. This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion, those who have questioned the content of these ayahs, and those who make certain comments in rejecting this verse. The opponents of Qadir and those who do not believe in it have interpreted this ayah in certain ways, but this part of ayah cannot be interpreted otherwise. Today is a day that the enemies have become disappointed with your religion. What has been added to the religion that has disappointed the enemy? How significant are the religious rules that have appeared in this ayah and in the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, both before and after this part of the ayah? This part of the ayah does not refer to daily prayers, zakat and jihad, nor does it refer to any peripheral rule. This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion. So there is another issue involved, one that is not related to the religious rules that have appeared in the surah. What is that issue? It is the issue of leadership of the Islamic community. It is the issue of government and imamate in the Islamic community.
Thank you. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Qadir Khum. In this connection, it must be indicated that so long as we want to disseminate the messages and events of Islamic history, it must be indicated that likewise, the way we hold commemorative ceremonies in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, particularly on Ashura and Arba'in, on this joyful day, on this happy day, on the happy day of Qadir Khum, we are expected to hold such ceremonies fervently and indicate that Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam on such a day received the divine nomination as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The point in this way, the point is very important to note that the divine directions and divine guidance never stopped at the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam was raised by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he constantly received his education, his particular specific education from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was nominated as the immediate divinely selected successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It indicates that nobody would have the right qualifications of being the being the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion, and complete my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه
And the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to a short part about the great Eid of Allah. It has been narrated from Imam Sadiq that he has said, "This is the greatest Eid of Allah, and every prophet appointed by Allah celebrated this day as an Eid, and knew the sanctity of this day. The name of this day is the heavens in the day of the allegiance and well-known pact. And on the earth, this day is known as the day of promise, which is taken, and the day of the gathering of those who witnessed the event, the Eid of Wilaya." It was said to Abi Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, "Do the true believers have an Eid other than the two Eid of Al-Adha and Al-Fitr and the Jum'ah?" The Imam replied, "Yes, they have one which is even greater than these ones, and that is the day when Amir al-Mu'mineen was designated by the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, with the wilaya at the Qadir Khum, which rests on the necks of all the men and women."
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin bi wilayati Ali ibn Abi Talib
bi wilayati
Ali ibn Abi Talib wal a'immati al-ma'sumin alayhimus salam.
Ask acts of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that prove politics and ethics can be combined. In politics, he would never resort to lying. Dear brothers and sisters, another characteristic of the political behavior of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was that he did not resort to oppressing people, telling lies, and carrying out oppressive measures. At the beginning of the Imam's caliphate, some people said to him that he should show some consideration for the influential personalities in society and that he should give them a larger share of public funds. They said, "Do not make them disobey you. Rather, you should attract their hearts." He replied, "Do you command me to achieve victory through oppression? By Allah, I won't do so. As long as the world goes on and as long as one star leads to another in the sky, it was not possible for the Imam Ali to make friends through a display of oppression and by adopting incorrect and non-Islamic methods."
The first type of poverty that the Imam alayhi salam addresses in his sermons through his actions is intellectual poverty. We see that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam famously said, لا غنى كالعقل ولا فقر كالجهل. The Imam alayhi salam says, there is no richness like the intellect. And there is no poverty like ignorance. Someone can have billions of dollars, could be the richest person. But if this person is not intellectually rich, intellectually mature, according to the Imam alayhi salam, this person is what? Is poor. He really doesn't have anything. You know, that's why they say, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Ignorance is very costly. You could have all the resources around you, but because of ignorance, because of the lack of intellectual maturity, you're actually poor. The Imam alayhi salam brings our attention to this fundamental point, to advance, to progress, to enrich yourselves, your families. You need to develop your intellectual capacity. You need to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Not to waste a single minute of your life not advancing intellectually. And subhanAllah, today when you have, for example, economists, psychologists, sociologists, when they examine the roots of poverty, the causes of poverty, they've come to the conclusion that the biggest factor, or one of the biggest factors that contribute to poverty, is ignorance. It's lack of education.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.